secrets hidden in the Fatima teachings. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, the first one is right there in a prayer that all of us say when we pray the rosary, the Oh My Jesus prayer. This prayer is in three parts, and I'm going to talk about each of the different parts and the one specifically that refers to purgatory. Now, in the first one, it's talking about us, those that are in a beautiful relationship with Jesus. How do we know this? Because we say, Oh My Jesus. Whenever you say oh and my to anyone, it means that you're in a good relationship. Now, when I say that to my wife, it means I'm in her good graces. If we're fighting, which we rarely do, but if we are, and I say oh my, I cannot say that. I just say Rachel. I have to be in good graces with my wife to say oh my. So if we are saying oh my Jesus, it's because we are in a state of grace. And if we're not in a state of grace and we say that, we are in fact lying. Now, the second part is save us from the fires of hell. Now, if we're in a state of grace, are we going to go to hell? No, not at all. So who are we in fact praying? We are asking Jesus to save us from possibly going to hell. But thinking not selfishly, we're actually praying for other people. We're praying for poor sinners and those that, as different revelations say, are falling into hell like snowflakes. These are the people that we're praying for when we say, save us from the fires of hell. So that first part is talking about us. The second part, it's talking about those that are in danger of going to hell or are poor sinners. Now, the last part, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. What souls? Have you ever thought about that? When you say lead all souls, it says all souls. Which group of souls? Of course, every single soul on earth, those going to hell, those in a state of grace. But in a more specific way, it's talking about the souls in purgatory, because they are the ones that are already going to heaven. And when we pray, lead all souls to heaven, think of it like this. You're actually saying, Lord, lead all the souls in purgatory to heaven. Talked about myself, I prayed for the poor sinners, and now I'm praying for the souls in purgatory. Isn't that amazing? So that prayer is actually a powerful purgatory prayer. Now, the second thing that is hidden there in the Fatima teachings has to do with Amelia. Amelia is someone that died in the first apparition. The children asked Our Lady about Amelia. They asked her, where is she? She said, she will be in purgatory until the end of time. Now, one of the people here, Aidan Bond, prayed and asked Our Lady to show him, what does this mean? Is it actually mean that she's going to be in purgatory till the rest of time? How else can we interpret this? This is what Our Lady showed him, and when you understand it, it's absolutely amazing. This is what came to him. At the time, her parents assumed that Amelia was in heaven. So no one was praying for her. Now, this is what Our Lady meant, therefore, that if it remained the fact that no one prayed for her, she would in fact stay in purgatory until the end of time. And it's the same case for many of our family members, for you and I. If we die and no one prays for us, we're going to stay in purgatory as long as God's justice decrees. But since through our prayers, we can actually bend God's justice by appealing to His mercy, we can shorten the sentence of those in purgatory. So it was actually a call to conversion to her family, as if to say, she's going to stay in purgatory until the end of time because you're not praying for her. But if you start praying for her, that can change. Isn't that amazing? So we can, in fact, and should pray for this girl, Amelia, to shorten her sentence. And in many, many purgatory apparitions, they talk about this, that they would have been in purgatory for 40 years, but because of their prayers, now only days, months, or weeks. Absolutely beautiful. Now, the last part of the hidden purgatory teaching in the Fatima teachings is the star on Our Lady's clothing. Now, when she appeared, Lucia said that she had a beautiful star. Now, we know this as the North Star, Polaris, Our Lady's Star of the Sea. This is a beautiful symbol that is rich in meaning that I cannot unpack in today's video. But we do know from different revelations what is the souls in purgatory favorite title of Our Lady. And it's in fact Our Lady Star of the Sea. So when we see that star on Our Lady's clothing, she's thinking about the souls in purgatory. She's their intercessor. She's calling us in a hidden way, reading between the lines, to pray for these souls as well. My friends, Fatima has to do with the end of the world, with apocalyptic things, with the church, with conversion, with penance. But hidden in all those teachings, it's talking about purgatory as well. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.